Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time once again for One-on-One with the Pros. And with us here is Kurt Mead. And Kurt, he's from Wellspring Clinic. You got the spiritual vitamins for us today, huh?
I do. I sure do. So which one you want to take, Tom?
Let's try A first.
Okay, let's try A.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, I want to mention our movie night.
How's that been going? You got a little thing going on there.
We got room for improvement, but as always, like this Sunday night at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a blast off. We're just going to blast off and see what takes place.
All right, sounds good. All right. And now the movie you've got features an entertainer who just had a birthday.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she turned 74.
And she...
Interesting story about her life.
Well, she is 9 years old in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she just... It just kind of shows what she went through and how she did it and how her mom, how really she was grounded in her mom. Her mom's faith was what pulled Dolly through, and her mom told her that if you have, don't forget this one scripture. She told Dolly, it's the one scripture where love never fails. And that took Dolly from rags to riches.
I bet it did. Because, you know, for a gal who sometimes put on the glitz and stuff like that, she said that was all for show because she never really ever forgot being poor and being humble and being thankful.
That's true. And The Coat of Many Colors, that's the movie we're showing. It's the very first piece that she wrote, Tom. It was just very, very touching and showed how that coat was very instrumental in getting her to where she's at today.
Very good. Very good. Now, we've got Sunday. Is it Sunday night that we're doing the movie at 7?
Sunday night at 7 at Wellspring Clinic at 132 Southeast Chalwell.
All right. Make your reservation so we know how many seats put out for you.
Well, that's right. That's right.
So, all right. Where are we today here? We're talking about value, strength, and creativity today.
That's right. Creativity. That takes value. It takes strength to be creative. You know that as a broadcaster.
Well, yeah, it takes a little bit of creativity sometimes. Okay, and, most of the time.
And labor management takes labor management skills to be creative. We want to be, top notch and on top of the game, as you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good and a bad push, a good push and a bad push, and there's good fruit and bad fruit.
Oh yeah, I mean there's always that plus and minus thing going on here, and you got to be careful about the pluses as much as you have to be about the minuses.
Well, that's true.
Sometimes.
That's true. You know, on the plus side, we have good moral fruit, but on the negative side, that comes from the same tree as the bad fruit. So it comes from the knowledge of the tree of the good and evil.
Oh, yeah. Way back in Genesis.
Way back in Genesis. So we try to get the strength of morality and get it to play favorites for us and that we could just maybe just survive another day.
Well, you know, if you play your pluses right, it's going to be a pretty good time. You know, and if you keep those negatives to a minimum, or if you can eliminate them, it's going to be a pretty good time.
Well, I tell you what, Tom, it's the plus and minus side that gets us hooked. It's either plus or minus, and we're hooked either way because they both come from the same root system.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful on what fruit we're plucking.
Yeah. Some days it's an apple, some days it's a prune.
But I was kind of wondering, Tom, is that the new creation? Is a new creation plucking a piece of fruit from a tree?
Well, I think it might be an awareness, but I don't think it's a new creation. I think the new creation has been around, and so I don't know that anything is really new.
Well, we have...
New to us.
We have all the above plus some. We have all the above then some. Is that what the scripture talks about, the new creation?
Explain. Let's get into this a little further here because I think I know where you're going, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Are we to pluck the good, decent fruit off the tree?
Yeah, sure. But the tree itself, we were told not to touch anything.
That's it.
But your sense tells you, oh, yeah, let's go for the good.
Let's go for the decent.
Yeah.
Let's go for the moral.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, Tom, the gift we have that's been offered to us, it's unearned.
Unearned.
Can't be earned.
Hmm.
And what happens, Tom, is we want to embrace the gift of eternal life, but we want to work hard at getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the key.
Yeah.
Jesus said, hey, my little flock, don't you know it's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom? To give it to you.
By grace.
By grace. But we, in our natural tendency, we think, well, you know, if I work hard and labor hard and help do this and that, and then, you know, God will bless it and it'll be okay.
We're just so pragmatic as mortals, aren't we?
We are. We're so pragmatic. We can't get that into our thick skull. It's a gift. It's a gift. And everything said, don't you know it's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom? But we have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to labor and toil, and then when I do that, Tom, guess what?
What happens?
I set the standard.
He does.
On how much I want to give, how much I want to keep, how much I want to pocket, how much I want to put in the Lord's coffer, and so I become the standard.
Instead of God becoming the standard.
Instead of God become the standard.
A lot of people can't cope with that. They can't wrap their mind around it. It's not that they don't want to, it's just that they find it impossible.
They find it, and that's so important. They find it impossible, and that's what Jesus said. Hey, don't you know it's impossible with men?
Mm-hmm.
But it's possible with me. But we can't wrap our mind around it.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems too out there.
It's beyond our scope of understanding.
Yes, beyond our scope, and that's the key right there, Tom. Beyond our scope of understanding, and what we need is we need God's good understanding.
We do.
The understanding that helps us realize that, hey, this is a gift, and if I got this gift, and if I want to keep this gift, then there's something about the secret to holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's holy. I'm not. We talked about that before. I'm not holy.
I got holy socks.
But we're not holy.
We're not holy.
Not holy. So that's another baffling thing. Okay, how can I be reconciled to a holy God if I'm unholy?
Mm-hmm. It, right there, your mind says this does not compute.
This does not compute. It doesn't make sense. Uh-uh. How can God give me a gift in my natural state? I mean, I need to earn it.
Mm-hmm. That's the way we're taught.
That's the way we're taught. Mm-hmm. But it's not earned. The secret to holiness is not in working, not in labor. Jesus said, we're told in Hebrews that, hey, cease from your own labor and enter into his rest.
Mm-hmm.
Man, how do I do that? Impossible.
People are finding it possible, darn few, but they conceptualized it to the point where, okay, I got this. And a lot of times, it takes steps.
It takes steps.
There are some who can go, okay, but I don't know many who could.
No, not many can. I tell you what, Tom, mm-hmm. What happens is it's a two-step process, and Jesus tells us in Matthew 11, Learn of me, the two-step process.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally learned that, hey, there's the first rest, which is the rest to be still, where he makes me lie down.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, he's going to make me lie down in green pastures. Mm-hmm. He's going to lead me beside the still waters. And then he will restore my soul. He will restore my soul. Not me. Mm-hmm. It's not within me to do it.
Yeah, we can't.
We can't. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to get into that secret place where I'm dwelling. He who dwells in the secret place of the high and holy, the most high God, shall abide under his shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a difficult place to be, a difficult place to get, a difficult place to find, that shadow of God's almighty power. Because we're trying to labor and work and strive and this and that, and we work for so little. When God says, hey, I'll give you the kingdom if you just do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. You think that the man on the cross had anything to offer Jesus?
No, he was kind of in a spot there, you know.
He had nothing to offer Jesus.
Absolutely nothing.
So me, if I get to the point, hey, God, I have nothing to offer you, that's difficult because I think I have, oh, maybe my good looks or maybe my money or maybe my car or maybe this and that. Hey, it's not going to work. That will not work. Mm-hmm. So what happens is I have to go back to square one. Okay, I'm going to learn of Jesus. Mm-hmm. What he wants me to do. How am I going to do that? Mm-hmm. I'm going to labor to enter into his rest. It's labor to enter into his rest. It's labor to enter into my own rest, but it's labor to enter into his rest. And we can learn from David. David had a downward spiral.
Oh boy, did he.
He bit the bullet. He had a problem with Bathsheba.
Just a little one.
And he glanced out the window and said, hey, I like that piece of fruit. I think I'll bring her up here.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, does she have a husband? Yes, she does. And he's on the front line fighting for you, David. Oh, well, put him on the front lines. Put him out there where he's going to get shot.
Yeah. Put him out there with the meat grinder patrol.
With a meat grinder patrol. And so when David did that, the prophet came to him and said, David, what would you do about a man who all he had was one ewe lamb and the mighty man above him? He had everything in his kingdom except that one ewe lamb. And what should we do with that man? So have the man killed. That's unfair. He has everything he wants. And then now he wants that. He said, you're the man, David.
There you go.
You're the man. I said, oh.
A little bit of a revelation there, wasn't it?
A little bit of a revelation. So what David did is he pinned the 51st Psalm around his failure. He wrote that, hey, I'm in a deep, dark pit. I can't get out of this pit. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I can do to bring me up out of this pit. It's deep and dark, Tom. What am I going to do? He cries out for God's mercy. God, you're going to have to help. You're going to have to get me out of this pit. I can't do it.
He was poor in spirit.
He was poor in spirit. He had lost everything. Even though he still had his kingdom, he had lost everything.
Everything inside him was just falling inward.
That's it. Everything inside him. And he said, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me. And he said, renew in me a right spirit. Clean up my heart. Do the things that only you can do, Lord. I can't do it. It's not in me. I'm so miserable. And guess what God did?
Took care of business.
He took care of business. He gave David a clean, righteous heart. And David, the thing about David, he knew that no matter how dark and deep the pit was, that there was always a avenue out. And that's why he was the apple of the Lord's eye, because he knew what had to be done. He knew that he had to be poor in spirit. He knew. And it just wasn't some type of, well, I'll quote a few scriptures here and quote it. He said, no, he knew. He knew what he had to do to get out of that pit. And so what do we do to get out of that pit?
You have to be poor in spirit. You really got to be hitting the wall.
And I tell you what, I asked the question to those at the clinic this Sunday before last, and I said, how many of you here are like Joseph's brothers? And I left them with that. I mean, I walked out the door. I left. How many of you here are like Joseph's brothers? I said, I'll check back with you in, you know, a week. And I checked back with him yesterday. And I said, I got another question for you. I hit him with another negative question. And I said, now I'm gonna take this season off from the clinic, and you guys figure it out. You guys figure it out. This is not a daycare center. This is not a churchy church. This is the Wellspring Holy Clinic. We believe in holiness here, and if you guys aren't going to be holy, I can't help you. I've thrown everything out at you that I can, and now it's up to you to decide what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Are you any different than Joseph's brothers? You know, we have a long line of history in our family of things that's been corrupt, done wrong. I said, that has to stop.
You have to clean house.
You have to clean house. And that's what Aaron told me from Aaron's Automotive. He said, you know, he said, I finally got my family together, my wife, my sister, my sister's husband, and I told him, well, hey, sit down right here, and I want you all to listen. Basically, he said, shut up and listen to what I have to say. And so what he did, Tom, he cleaned house. We at the clinic, we clean house. You know, I had a lady kind of suspect the way she's behaving, and then we were taking our communion and she got sick. And I thought, you know, Lord, I'm going to shut down our communion because this is not right. I don't want my people sick and dying. No. I mean, we can throw the communion bread out there in these churches and whatever, but this place of the clinic, it is a holy place, and I want to be holy. I want people to recognize it's holy, and I want to recognize God's holiness. Mm-hmm. But if I don't recognize it, who else will? And I said, okay, we're going to shut the communion down for a while until we get a grip on things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this person, and we had another, you know, young man had an illness in his arm. He couldn't straighten it up. And I said, this is not right. You know, God wants the holy people. God wants the righteous people. But you guys are throwing unrighteous and pretending you're holy. We can't have that. Mm-hmm. That can't be going on at the clinic.
No charades.
No charades. So I had to go back to the very first time I was on one-on-one. And even before that, Tom, that one scripture the Lord gave me, be still and know. Be still, okay, know what, God? I didn't really put two and two together until recently. Be still and know that I'm holy. Mm-hmm. Be still and know that I am holy. I am holy. But I'm not. No, you're not. Be still and know that I'm holy, Kurt. I can clean your act up. I can take care of all these things. But you have to be still and know. And I've been working with these people for 7 years now, and they're still having a hard time grasping it. And I've talked to other people outside of our clinic, and they don't grasp it at all. They don't grasp this holiness issue at all. They want to go, and the rapture is going to take place. No, get us all out of here. No, I'll be glad to get out all this slavery. I think to myself, you guys have missed it. You shouldn't be slaving away. It's a rest which only Jesus can give. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't you know that you have to work hard to get what you're on the blah, blah? I said, oh man, you don't.
Where did I lose you? Let's start here at point one.
point one. Let's start here. Uh-huh. Before you do that, Tom, let's go ahead and go to our advertisements.
Okay, we're going to have to just talk about them today. We're having a little bit of a glitch here with our ones and zeros today.
All right.
But I tell you what, our friends at K&M are always out and about. Now, yes, they do rest, but during the daytime. I see their vehicles out a lot. I will say probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you want to reach K&M Lawn Care, you can reach them at 918-534-8045. That's 534-8045, and they will trim bushes. They will do light hauling, do everything else besides lawn. I mean, we don't do lawn care now, but blow leaves, whatever needs to be done, they'll do it.
Yeah.
Work on your lawnmower more.
Yeah, indeed they will. And they're making our neighborhood look pretty darn good.
That's good.
Kurt and I kind of live in the same neck of the woods, so we know where they're operating. That's why we see them an awful lot.
That's why we see them. And then also we got Aaron's Performance and Auto Repair. He's a good mechanic, and I can't brag on him enough. He just can take care of your car, your truck, your tractor, whatever needs to be done. Mm-hmm. He will do it. Your motorcycle. I mean, he will do it for you, and he'll do it at a reasonable price, and he'll give you a quality performance, Tom, a top-notch performance. That's Aaron at Aaron's Automotive. You can reach him at 918-440-9754, 440-9754.
There you go. And I tell you, I don't have a motorcycle, But by golly, if I did, I'd take it there to her.
Well, can't blame you there. Thing about the be still and know is we got the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, if that's the key, Tom, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, then he makes me lie down in green pastures. I mean, I don't fight it, but he has to make me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Okay, what's that mean? He is with me when I'm dwelling in the secret place. He is restoring holiness in me. I can't do it, but he can make me that church that Paul talks about in Ephesians, that church without spot or blemish. I can't be without spot or blemish, but he can be, Tommy. He can put the infuse that Holy Spirit in me, and that I have no desire to do the things that I used to do. I mean, no desire to do them. And so what we got is he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And so where that is, when he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he is placing me in that secret place. I'm being put in that secret place of refuge where he can, by his word, by his scalpels or whatever, he can do a work in me where it is a right work. It's a perfect work. It's something I couldn't do, but he looks for those who are poor in spirit. He looks for those who they have nothing to offer anymore. Dolly Parton had nothing to offer when she was a child.
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Nothing. You're right. Nothing. And he took her and he placed her now in the pinnacle of the performance industry because of her humble attitude, because of who she was in him. She had to be in him to have this stuff done to her. So it's a key to be able to be in him to, you might say, curve or learn of Jesus, that he has a learning curve. There's a learning curve, and as we learn that curve, we are able to, what do you want to say, Tom? We're able to overcome the things in our life that are plaguing us down, the sin, the temptation, the weights. You know, prosperity can be a weight. Prosperity is a weight.
Many people, I'm finding out, they become rich kind of fast, and they are thinking, okay, well, what's the best way to kind of get rid of this stuff? Because this is just not working too good for my insides.
That is
my wallet feels good, my bank account feels good, but I got to find a creative way to get rid of this stuff. And you're seeing a lot of wealthy people start to do that.
A lot.
They're shedding their wealth.
They're shedding their wealth. They're shedding their weight. It's like a snake. They have to shed their skin. They got to shed their skin if they want to go and make it through another summer, to another winter, whatever. They have to shed that skin, and we have to shed our weight. But we don't want to. I mean, that weight feels kind of good. That weight feels good when people notice us driving that hot car, living in that nice house, doing all these things that we think is godly. And God says, don't you know that godliness is not gain? I mean, we've turned godliness into gain, but God said it's not gain. It's being poor in spirit, understanding where poverty comes from and how I can reverse that curse in your life. But if you don't ever get to that point, then what's going to happen is you're the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah. Let's remind people that money is not the root of all evil. It's the desire.
The desire.
Of money. That is one that's going to take you down. And just like a person who's addicted to a chemical or a substance, it gets to the point where you got to have more, you got to have more, you got to have more. And then one day you realize, you know, man, this stuff's getting old. There's really no cure for this. And if I'm going to be insatiable and still not get anything out of this, why do I have it? And I'm seeing not everybody by a long shot, but there are many. Who have come to a point in their life where, how much do I really need? Yeah. And how much can I do something good with this, or can somebody else do better with this? And they're finding creative ways to do that. I'm not saying that everybody is, Kurt, but I'm just seeing some little glimpses of hope in some folks that are doing it.
And I tell you what, Tom, you said something about creative ways of doing it, but really, if God breathes into our finances, it has to be recreative ways, because I can be as creative as I want to, and I still miss the boat. I can eat some of that creative fruit, but if I don't partake of His holiness, then I don't have
all
that.
For nothing.
That's all for nothing. And that's what's been dawning on me lately, Tom, is being recreative with my finances, being recreative with my life, being we talk about creativity. I mean, the Christian station out there, they talk about being creative. Well, it's not about being creative. It's being recreated in His image so that we can be the vessel that He's called us to be. And then we can take that down the paths of righteousness for His name's sake, not my name, but for His name's sake.
But first you have to be receptive.
You have to be receptive. You have to be really receptive. And Tom, I would just want to say our phone number there at Wellspring Clinic, we're getting down to the last few minutes. Our phone number there is 918-397-0284, 918-397-0284.
And of course, you're right there at Chalwell.
132 Southeast Chalwell. That's 132 Southeast Chalwell, just south of the RX Express on just off Washington.
And of course, we've got the movie nights, and that's Sundays through the end of January.
Through the end of January. We may hold it over, but I'm going to shoot for the 26th and then see how that does and go from there to plan on maybe more bookings and more reservations.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Sounds good.
It sounds pretty good. Now, once again, folks, Kurt's been doing this for a few years, and it wasn't like you decided to do that. From
no.
A story I heard, you're driving down the road minding your own business. Hey, Kurt, it's time to start a what? You got to start doing something a little differently.
Yep.
And that calling kind of came at a bizarre time, didn't it?
It did. I was between Noah and Benita, and the Lord said, okay, I want you to go back to Bartlesville. After spending 3 years over on Grand Lake, I want you to go back to Bartlesville and start Grace Discipleship Center. And so we started a church in the basement of the Y, and we met there for a couple years. And then we moved over to on Dewey and started a children's church, and then we moved over to our address on Creek Street, and we had moved our church over there. But then after 25 years, the Lord said, okay, now I want you to return that church back to me and start Wellspring Clinic.
Wow, man. And it was like, oh, well, okay, the church thing was a whole new thing. A clinic now? And what were your thoughts when you heard the word in your soul? Clinic, were you thinking, you know, this is going to heal in some way, shape, or form? What, or were you a little confused on that?
Well, I just have a minute, Tom, but yeah. I will tell you this, that I was kind of confused. I didn't know exactly what the clinic meant, and I still don't, but I do more so now than I did back then, and we can get more into that as the weeks go on, but it's just an amazing journey God's brought us down.
Well, I think your journey is a fascinating one, and as we share stories and instruction here on one-to-one on alternating Mondays and what have you, I think the story of your journey might actually touch some folks here and say, well, hey, now I get it. But I do, as always, appreciate the time that we spend together here on one-on-one with the professionals. And again, the phone number, because by golly, that's on all the time. I know, I've called it at some pretty odd hours.
918-397-0284, 918-397-0284.
And he will get back to you one way or another. But I do want to thank you for coming in today, as always. And you've been listening once again to One-on-One with the Pros, Kurt Mead with Wellspring Clinic. I'm Tom Davis. Stay tuned. We've got news coming up.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.